Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks. I'm Pastor Zachary Obey, or you can call me Pastor Z. Today we will begin a powerful journey through Luke, one of my favorite books of the Bible and favorite chapter, Luke 15. This isn't just a chapter, this is a prophetic blueprint of God's rescue mission for those who feel rejected, forgotten, and the weary. I want you to know. Today, day one, God sees you. We're going to begin a journey on found, freed, and full. And as we begin this journey, do know that God is calling you to be transformed. Let us pray. Lord, let your favor be unlocked upon our lives. Lord, let today unlock a fresh revelation of your love. May the word interrupt our cycles of hiding and draw us into healing. Father, thank you. That you are the God who sees us, not as we pretend to be, but as we are. Today, open up our hearts to hear from you, to hear you calling us, especially those who feel forgotten, rejected, or overwhelmed. Let your voice break through the noise and reassure us you see us, you're coming for us, and we matter to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We start our reading off this morning with Luke 15, verse 1 and 2. Look what's happening. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. This is talking about Jesus here. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, whomever is listening today, God wants someone listening to know you're not overlooked. You're targeted for restoration. He's not coming for the crowd. He's coming for you. Yes, you, my brother. Yes, you, my sister. This is the kind of love that breaks chains, not a love based on popularity, not a love based on perfection, not even a love that's based on performance, but a love that climbs through the thorns to get to the one sheep too broken to move. 3 points I want to give you, and I want you to remember this as you go throughout your day. Number one, he sees what religion overlooks. Luke 15, verse 1 and 2, it clearly shows us that the religious elite, the Pharisees, the scribes, criticized Jesus for welcoming sinners and eating with them. But what they call disgrace, heaven called divine strategy. I believe for you, my brother and sister, that God is flipping the script in this season. The rejected, the broken, the unqualified are being handpicked by the Father for revival. Don't let the noise of religious gatekeepers distract you. You are exactly what heaven is after. Today, church, you need to hear this, my brothers and sisters. God's not building his kingdom on polished platforms. But on those who wrestled in pain and found purpose. The next revival won't look like the religious expect or experiences or even their expectation. It'll look like the mercy sent down at tables that no one else would. Here's my point too. Heaven moves for one soul. Luke 15 and 7 says, "There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who doesn't repent." That's not just celebration. That's movement in the spirit realm for just one person. You are that one person that God is looking for. You're not a random face in the crowd. You're not a statistic. You are heaven's focus. The angels don't dance over crowds. They celebrate over names. In a world that's obsessed with followers and likes, God is obsessed with your soul. When you said yes to Jesus, and as some of you will say yes to Jesus today, even though you may not see or understand, even thought about saying yes, all of heaven stand still and shout for you. That one, that's the one we come for. Here's my point three and final point. This season is personal. God's not looking to gather crowds who don't know him. He's calling individuals back home one by one. The shepherd doesn't wave a hand and hope that one sheep shows up. He leaves the 99 to go after the one. Here's a prophetic insight I want you to receive. That there's a personal pursuit happening right now. You didn't just tune in by mistake to listen to this podcast. God isn't just visiting even churches. He's visiting your living room. He's visiting your car. He's reminding you that you are special. He's whispering in your ear right now. He's whispering your name in the midnight hour. He's interrupting routines to remind you you're not forgotten. You've been called. This isn't just another season for you. This is your rescue mission. And when he brings you out, he's not bringing you back empty. You're coming out with a testimony. My brother, my sister, you're coming out with power and you're coming out with purpose. It reminds me of a story in Luke and John chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. There lay a man by the pool of Bethesda. He lay by a beautiful place, but he had an ugly situation. But the Bible says when Jesus saw him lying there and learned he had been in that condition a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" 38 years had this man been stuck. 38 years he's been overlooked by everyone who stepped over him. But Jesus saw him. Not only that, he chose him for a miracle. I believe today someone is listening. You felt stuck. You felt overlooked. You felt forgotten for too long, but God hasn't forgotten you. He's coming with movement and he's coming with miracles. Here's my challenge to you. This day, will you do this for Pastor Z? Take 10 minutes today. Turn off your phone. Sit in silence and ask God to remind you that he sees you. I want you to write down what you hear, then declare with a loud voice, "I am seen. I am loved. I am worth the rescue." Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Jesus, thank you for never leaving the one behind. Thank you for coming after us, even when we didn't have strength to come after you. Let today be the day that we stop believing the lie that we are invisible. Let us remember that you see us and you told us in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You see us, you chose us, and you're carrying us back to you in your mighty name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Join me tomorrow for our next topic, He Came After Me, when we'll talk more about how God breaks rules to come after you. Again, this is Pastor Z. I'm excited to be with you in this series called Found, Freed, and Full. May you walk in the new life and understand when heaven speaks. Blessings.